Today's daf is Erevin Daf Kuf, and we are at the Mishnah, four lines from the bottom of Daf Tzadik Tes Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, Ovadia ben Miriam Leah, and Alta Shmuel ben Chava Leah. Today's daf is also being learned for Ilui Nishmas, Avram ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim, Reb Moshe Chaim. Zok the Mishnah, Ilon Shahoye Mesach Al Ha'aretz. There was a tree, a very large tree. It was at least 10 tefachim tall, and its branches were bent over to the point that it created an area underneath the tree. Says the Mishnah, if the branches are not 3 tefachim off the ground, meaning they're within 3 tefachim from the ground, mitaltel in tachtav. The halacha is you'd be allowed to carry underneath the tree. The point is that if you have a tree whose branches are bent over, as long as the tree has the dimensions of a rishos hayachid, we would look at it as an independent rishos, so that even if the tree is in a rishos harabim, even if the tree is in a carmelis, you'd be allowed to carry underneath the tree, says the Mishnah. If the branches are more than 3 tefachim off the ground, so then the mechitzos are not mechitzos, because it's a makom shagadiyim baikimba, and as a result, it wouldn't be considered a mechitza. If, however, it's within 3 tefachim from the ground, so it's not a makom shagadiyim baikimba, you have love, and as a result, you would have mechitzos. If you have mechitzos, you'd be allowed to carry underneath it. Another halacha related to a tree on Shabbos, shiroshav gevayim in haaretz kimel tefachim. If the roots of the tree are more than 3 tefachim off the ground, and the way Rashi explains this is that we're talking more about branches that are protruding from the tree than the actual root of the tree. So if you have branches that are protruding outside the bottom of the tree, any branch that's more than 3 tefachim off the ground, lo yeshev aleihem, you're not allowed to sit on. But any branch that's within 3 tefachim off the ground, you would be allowed to sit on. The backdrop of this halacha is that Chazal said, you're not allowed to be mishtamish be'ilon on Shabbos. You're not allowed to touch a tree, you're not allowed to hang from a tree, you're not allowed to climb a tree on Shabbos. The reason is, it's a gzeira. It's only a din derabanan. It's a gzeira, shema yachtich smayra. We're concerned that maybe while you're on the tree, you're going to rip a branch off, and that's something you're not allowed to do. That's one of the lamites malachas. That's the malach of koitzer. So being mishtamish be'ilon is in and of itself not an issa deraisa. However, Chazal said don't do it because of a concern that you may come to do an issa deraisa. So says the Mishnah, anything that's attached to the tree that's within 3 tefachim from the ground, we're not worried about. It's not included in the Takonas Chachamim of Ilan on Shabbos, because we don't look at it as tree, but rather we look at it as being part of the ground. Because anything that's within 3 tefachim of the ground is part of the ground. That's the idea of Lavud, that's the idea of Gimel Tefachim that came up throughout Masechtas Erevin. Anything that's more than 3 tefachim off the ground is going to be a problem. So if you have a branch that's protruding out of the tree within 3 tefachim, you could sit on it. If it's more than 3 tefachim, has a din of an Ilan, you're not let it be mishtamish with an Ilan. So the Mishnah said two halachis related to Ilan on Shabbos. The first is Negeya, the sugis of Shabbos, the sugis of Erevin, Hilchas Mechitzos. You're in a Carmelis, you're in a Rishus Rabim, you have a very large tree. If the branches of the tree are bent over so much so that they go to within 3 tefachim of the ground, so you could look at the tree as an area that's Mukaf Mechitzos, an area that's surrounded by Mechitzos, as long as it has the dimensions of a Rishus Hayachid, which presumably it will. So the halacha is, you could be mitaltel underneath the tree. The second halacha is Negeya, also Hilchas Shabbos, a completely different halacha. You're not allowed to be Mishtamish B'ilon. What if you have a branch, you have a root that's coming out of the side of the tree within 3 tefachim, look at it as ground, there's no whistle, you let it sit on the ground on Shabbos, so you could sit on the branch on Shabbos as well. Anything that's more than 3 tefachim is going to be considered a tree, that's going to be a problem. Omer afun b'reider Rav Yeshua, ein metaltum b'yoysim b'beis haim. So going to the first halach of the Mishnah, you have a tree that casts this large area, the mechitzos are proper mechitzos, they bend all the way to within 3 tefachim. So what the Mishnah say, metaltel and tachtav. But Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua and Amayra qualified. He said, you have to read the fine print in the Mishnah. You have to know that the only time you let it be metaltel is if this area is up to base sasayim. But if it's yes on the base sasayim, if it's going to be more than 5,000 square amis, then you're going to have a problem. My timer, what's the reason? The reason is because even though this area is mukaf mechitzos, but in halacha we view these mechitzos as being somewhat inferior. The reason is because why would a person want the tree to be a base theira? because you're going to live underneath the tree? Probably not. Rashi says it's probably for someone that has a job. He has to be a shomer kishuim. He has to watch the field. It's sunny. He needs a little bit of shade. So he's going to sit underneath the tree. So the person that's going to use the dira of the tree is going to be using it because he needs to do something that's nogeya outside the tree. He's not in the tree because he wants to be in the tree as much as he needs to watch what's outside the tree. And as a result, he wants to protect himself from what's outside. Hence, he made himself this tree. But the point is, it's considered a dirish et hashmish alavi. You don't want the rishus itself as much as you want what's outside the rishus. You just want to be able to watch what's outside the rishus in a convenient way. It's a subtle svara, but here's the bottom line. V'chol dira shetashmish alaver im etaltam v'yoysim v'beis time. Anytime you have a dira shetashmish alaver, the halach is you can't be mishtamish yoysim v'beis time. And this is a theme that we saw a few times in Masechtas Erevin. And that is, you can have an area that's a regular rishus hayachid. However, once something is not 100% perfect, Chazal often limited the rishus hayachid to the shir of yoysim v'beis time. The classic example of that is a karfif. A karfif is an area that's surrounded by mechitzos. It's not a karmelis, it's not a rishos harabim, it's not a malkum tor, it's a rishos hayachin. It's surrounded by mechitzos. However, it was loy hukaf ledira. The mechitzos weren't put there because somebody wanted to live there. It wasn't put there for your typical residential purpose. The halacha is a karfif shaloy hukaf ledira is considered a rishos hayachin, but only up to base asayim. Once it's yoysim base asayim, at that point, it's not considered a rishos hayachin. So again, you see the limitation of yoysim base asayim. Another example of that is if you have mechitzos geruos. So if you have mechitzos, but either they're only shasi or they're only erev, right? They're either vertical mechitzos or they're horizontal mechitzos. But you don't have a shasi and an erev. So it's considered an inferior mechitzo. And there too, Chazal limited the rishos to up to yoysemi beis asayim. Here's another example of it, where you have an area, it's a dira. Could be it was hukaf ledira. Rashi says it could be it was even planted. Hinini muchanam zumban ledira. It's 100% hukaf ledira. And it's not a mechitza gerua necessarily. It's a good gishmak of mechitza. But being that it's tashmish la'aver, you're only doing it because you really want to be outside and you just want to protect yourself from the shade. Any dira that's tashmish la'aver is included in something inferior, so even though it's really jibir, it's just ayachid, but it's limited to the shear of up to yoysem ibeis asayim. The Mishnah said, shirosh of gevoyim in ha'aretz. Second halacha, the Mishnah was discussing not erev and not Shabbos, but halacha that you're not allowed to be mishtamish be'ilon. And the Mishnah said that what would be if you have branches that are protruding from the side of the tree? So if it's up to gimel tvachim, look at it as being part of the ground, you could sit on it. If it's more than gimel tvachim, off the ground, then we look at it as tree, and then you're not allowed to be mishtamish with it. What would be if you have branches that are protruding from a tree? They protrude yoiser migimel tvachim off the ground, but then they dip under, and there's a part of it that's within three tvachim. So here's the question: that chelik that's within three tvachim from the ground, are you allowed to be mishtamish or you're not allowed to be mishtamish? Meaning the part of the branch that's yoysim gimel tvachim, of course you're not allowed to be mishtamish. That's not the shayla. The shayla is, what about the chelik that's lemata mishloisha tvachim? Is that going to be okay or is it not going to be okay? What are the two tzadim? I mean, without even seeing the Gemara. On the one hand, it's lemata migimel tvachim. But then again, it's part of a branch who really is originally yoysim migimel tvachim. So how do we look at it? Rabbi said mutl l'shtamishem. Rabbi was meikol. He said you're allowed to be mishtamish. At the end of the day, it's less than gimel tvachim. Rav Sheshes said also l'shtamishem. Rabbi mutl l'shtamishem. The chol pachas migimel da'ari. Because at the end of the day, it's within three tvachim from the ground. So within three tvachim from the ground, we look at it as ari. Why shouldn't you be able to be metalful? Mishtamish. Rav Sheshes also l'shtamishem. You're not allowed to give them mikaych isa ka'asi asurim. Being the how it's coming mikayach iser, meaning it's part of a branch that's more than gimel tvachim off the ground, and the branch that's more than gimel tvachim off the ground, you're not allowed to be mishtamish. So this is coming mikayach, something that's yoysim gimel tvachim. As a result, even though it right now is within three tvachim, the halach is going to be that it's not okay to be mishtamish. So we have a machloikis between Rabbi and Rav Sheshes. And this machloikis, Rabbi Rav Sheshes, is going to be the topic of the next little portion of the daf. So again, what's the machloikis? If you have a branch that's coming out of a tree that's less than gimel tvachim, you could be mishtamish. More than gimel tvachim, you can't be mishtamish. What if part of it is yoysim gimel tvachim and part of it is lamata gimel tvachim? So that the chelik that's lamata gimel tvachim is the tail end of a branch that originates yoysim gimel tvachim. Could you be mishtamish or could you not? Rabbi said, yeah, At the end of the day, it's lamata migimel tfachim. As a result, we look at it as being part of the ground. That's the shear. Anything within gimel tfachim, we look at it as if it's on the ground. Rav Sheisha said, no, at the end of the day, it's coming mikayach iser. If it's coming mikayach iser, it's going to be a problem. So the Gemara says, the domu kimashuniso. In the event, you have a tree where the branches are like a mashuniso. So what exactly is a mashuniso? So if you have a picture, that's helpful. But basically, you have branches that shoot out from the bottom of the tree. So the Sokin Leilo, if you have a chelik of the branch, it's more than Gimel Tvachim Asurim. You can't be mishtamish with it. It's a tree. The Nachtan Litatoy, if it's less than Gimel Tvachim Asharu, you can't. Litstadim, what if it's to the side? And as we'll see, to the side means it part of it is dipping. Pluk to the Rabbi of Rav Sheishas. That's Mamash Tmachlik is Rabbi of Rav Sheishas. Again, part of it is dipping. That's within Gimel Tvachim. Therefore, Rabbi says it's okay. Rav Sheishas says, yeah, but it started off with stardom. It started off Nyoisim Gimel Tvachim. And as a result, it's going to be a problem. Zoktamish, Zoktagamar, Vechena Nigra. Another example of where you would have the machloik is between Rabbi and Rav Sheishas would be if you have an Anigra. So Rashi says, an Anigra is a tree that's inside a charetz. It's inside a ditch. The ditch was used for irrigation purposes. So it was used to bring water to crops that otherwise couldn't benefit from rainwater. The point is that the tree has depth, but the depth to the tree is inside the charetz. So if you're standing on the ground to the side of the tree, so you're not at the root of the tree, because the root of the tree is deeper. It's inside the charetz. So here's the question. What would be if you have a branch that's within 3 tfachim from the ground that's on the side of the ditch, but it's more than 3 tfachim from the actual bottom of the tree? How's that possible? Because the tree is deeper than the side of the ground, because it's inside a ditch. So the question is, do you say at the end of the day it's within 3 tfachim from the ground, so it's going to be okay? Or do you say, no, l'maisa, the tree itself is yaisim gimel tfachim? So the Gemara says, again, that will be totally in the machlokes. Rabbi Rav Sheish is going to Rabba, at the end of the day it's within 3 tfachim from the ground, this branch, so it's going to be considered like ara. According to Rav Sheish, it comes from a chelik of a tree that's yaisim gimel tfachim. As a result, it comes b'koyach iser. If it comes b'koyach iser, it's going to be a problem. The Gemara says another nafkamina, v'chein b'kerem zavis. The same would be true if you have a tree that's lodged in between walls. So you have a house that has walls, and lodged into two of the walls in the corner was a tree. And the metzias, Rashi says, is where 3 of the sides of the tree you couldn't even see. They're literally entrenched inside the wall. You're only exposed to one of them. The question, and then this tree goes above the wall, less than Gimel Tvachim. So the question is, could you be Mishtamish or could you not be Mishtamish? Says the Gemara again, the Chain Bekeren Zavis, this will be telling the Machlekes Rabbi Rav Sheishas. According to Rabbi, less than 3 Tvachim. According to Rav Sheishas, it comes Mikoyach, a bigger tree, and being that it comes Mikoyach, a bigger tree, it's going to be a problem. Ahu Diklo, another Nafkimita between Rabbi and Rav Sheishas, there was a tree that belonged to Abaye, Bava Solik Be'ipumo. So Abaye had a tree inside his house, and the tree was so big that it went through the sunlight, the skylight. So it literally went through the roof of his house. Now, if you went to the roof of Abaye's house, so you saw the top of the tree, but it was less than Gimel Tvachim. But the tree itself was much more than Gimel Tvachim. It was literally coming from the floor of Abaye's house all the way through the roof. So also the Kami de Rav Yosef. So Abaye came to Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef told Abaye, you can be Mishnamish with the Ilam. Meaning, if you're on top of your house, you're on the roof, you can be Mishnamish with the Ilam. Why? Because it's less than Gimel Tvachim. Less than Gimel Tvachim, the Loch is, it's not considered an Ilam. Amar Vacha Bar Tachlifa, the Shara Loch, Kerabba Shara Loch. So Rav Vacha Bar Tachlifa told Abaye, this that Rav Yosef told you, it's Muti, you must hold like Rabba. Even though Rabba and Rav Yosef throughout Shasa, Bali Plukta, we said, but obviously he held like Rabba, meaning he held that at the end of the day, even though the tree is a bigger tree, but on top of the house, it's less than Gimel Tvachim. So we look at it as it's part of the roof of the house, and therefore you could be Mishnamish. Why? Because according to Rav Sheishas, it would be a problem. Because like Rav Sheishas, it's coming from a full tree. So if it's coming from a full tree, and you can't be Mishnamish in the full tree. If you were in the house, you wouldn't be able to be Mishnamish B'ilon. So it's Mikayach Isser Kasi, so why could you be Mishnamish with that tail end that's on top of them? So Rav Achbat Achlifo told Abaye, obviously Rabbi Yosef holds like your other Rebbe. You must hold like Rabbi. So Gemara Peshitta, that's so obvious. Gemara, it's not so obvious. My other time, I would have thought Rav Sheishas. I would have thought that maybe even Rav Sheishas would be more than this case. Why? Another Erev in Svara, because Besa Kimandamoli Dami. Because we look at a house sometimes that has a roof as if everything inside the house is filled. right? An area that doesn't have a roof is an open area. But once something has a roof, halacha sometimes views that area as if from the floor to the ceiling, it's completely filled up. So I would have thought that maybe the house should be considered filled. So maybe when you're looking at it from the perspective of the roof, you don't see a tree inside. We are now, this is the edge of the tree. No, you see the house completely filled up. So as far as me reckoning with the tree now, it's only that little piece that's on top of the roof. And being that that's less than Gimel Tvachim, you would have thought it's okay. Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush, that it's going to be okay. So again, what we have here is a machloikas between Rabba and Rav Sheshes. The halach is if you're not allowed to be mishnamish with an ilan on Shabbos. If the ilan would be less than 3 tefachim, you would be allowed to be mishnamish with the ilan. Because less than 3 tefachim, we look at it as being part of the ground. Not just that if you have a branch that's protruding from the side of a tree, if it's less than 3 tefachim, you could be mishnamish with it. Because again, we look at it as being part of the ground. If it's more than 3 tefachim, that's when you have a problem. What if you have a chelik of the branch is yoisim gimel tefachim, and a chelik of it is less than gimel tefachim. So could you be mishamish? Could you not? Do you say at the end of the day it's less than 3 tefachim? I can. Or being that it's coming mikoyach something that is aser, it's coming mikoyach, it's a tilda of a tree that has the iser ilan, the iser that states you're not allowed to be mishamish with this on Shabbos. So you would have thought maybe that should be a problem as well. Those are the two tzalim. Rabbi was Meiko, Rabbi Yosef was Machmir. The Gemara gave a whole bunch of different nafkaminas, super duper technical nafkaminas of where it would be manifest the machloikis between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. And really the site is where I have a tree, a cheft of a tree. There's a branch that's protruding. My interaction with the branch is this, as if it's within 3 tefachim from the ground, but we know it's part of a bigger tree. It's popping out from the top of a roof. It's wedged inside between two walls. It's in a charetz. The different afkaminas that the Gemara gave, but it's all the same var. Right now, I see a branch that's within 3 tefachim from the ground. So in Rabba's world, it should be mutter. According to Rabbi Yosef, I understand. That's what I see. That's my perception. But at the end of the day, there's the rest of the story, and that is it's part of a bigger tree, and that tree has the halacha day now levi mishnabish within on Shabbos. So based on that, it would be a problem. Zok the Gemara tonight. In our Mishnah, Shira. The Mishnah said that if you have any branches that are more than 3 tefachim off the ground, you're not allowed to sit on them. Hey, chidami, idolei hadri deep v'pshita. Says Gemara, isn't this an obvious halacha? Elolav must be. Avagav the hadri kifi. There must be some chiddush in the Mishnah. And you know what the chiddush in the Mishnah must be? It's talking about where although the branches were more than 3 tefachim off the ground, but then they nosedived. They dip to within 3 tefachim. And Kamash Blan, that even though they dip to within 3 tefachim, still it's going to be Yasser. And if that's the case, the right to Rav Sheshes, it's a Kasha and Rabbah. The Gemara says, Loivam, Loi Hadrikipi. Maybe it's not talking about it was Hadrikipi. Vav Kamash Blan, what then is the Chiddush of the Mishnah? It has to be some Chiddush. The Chiddush is Af Agav that Tzidoy Echad Shavala Aris. The Chiddush is that if you have a branch that on one side of the branch, it's Taka more than 3 tefachim off the ground. But on the other side, it's Shavala Aris. So the branch goes across an area so that where the branch ends, it's not suspended in the air, it's actually sitting on something. And that's something that it's sitting on is the ground. So you would have thought that maybe the only time you have the halacha that a branch that's more than 3 tefachim off the ground is considered a tree, if it's completely, the entire branch is more than 3 tefachim. But if on one side it's shavu la'aretz, and maybe that defines the whole branch as being shavu la'aretz. Kamash malon. In other words, the Gemara felt that the basic halach of the Mishnah, the seif of the Mishnah, that if you have branches that are more than 3 tefachim, le'yeshev aleim, it's too obvious, too poshut. There must be a chiddush over here. There must be some knetch over here. What's the chiddush? What? Is there a braisa that explains it? Da'amayram? Something more to the plain vanilla halacha must be going on, because otherwise it's a little bit too poshut. And what's coming out is that there's two possibilities. According to Rav Sheshes, oh, Givaldi, tell me Rav Sheshes halacha. The chiddush is that even if the part that I'm sitting on is within 3 tefachim, even then it's going to be a problem. Rabbi doesn't hold like Rav Sheshes. Rabbi will say a different pshat. The chiddush is where we shovel our. It's Zok the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan. And this braisa the Gemara is going to bring is going to support the svara that the Gemara just said, that if it's tzidoy echad shavala aretz, that's a svara maybe to say that even though it's more than 3 tefachim off the ground, it's going to be treated differently. If you have branches of a tree that were more than 3 tefachim off the ground, or the branches themselves, meaning the root of the tree was on the ground. However, there was a little hole, there was a cavity underneath the tree, so now there's a 3 tefach gap. It's the same difference. What we're trying to do is create a 3 tefach gap between the tree and the ground underneath it, either because the tree or the branch is elevated, or you have a three tefach gap because there's a cholol underneath. What's the halacha? Af mapisha tzide echad shavu la'aretz, even though it's tzide echad shavu la'aretz, hareza lo yeshav aleihem, still the halacha is you're not let us sit on it. And this is really a tanya nami hachi to the svara that the Gemara said to explain the chiddush of the Mishnah according to Rabba, that you see that even where tzide echad shavu la'aretz, still it's a problem, and late Rabba, that is the chiddush of the Mishnah. The Brisa continues and says, the reason is you're not let her climb a tree on Shabbos. You're not let her hang from a tree on Shabbos. You're not let her lean on a tree on Shabbos. I mean, you're not even let her go on to a tree on Erev Shabbos if your intention is that v'yeshev sham kolayim kulo, if you can end up spending Shabbos there. Meaning, not only can't you go on a tree on Shabbos, you can't spend Shabbos on a tree either. So even if you went up a heter, you went up Erev Shabbos, still it's going to be a problem. So the price of echadilon, this is true for a tree. Vechakol behema, it's true for a behema. Avol bars yichum ma'arav v'geder. But if you want to go into a ditch on Shabbos, you want to climb a fence on Shabbos, matafas v'ayil, matafas v'yorid, that's something you are allowed to do. Vafilo me'ya amo, even if it's 100 amos. What's the chiddush? What's the chiddush? Rashi, the chiddush is you would think maybe it's a big tercha, so maybe you're not allowed to. So that's the chiddush that you are. Either way, the Gemara now is going to digress a little bit, and we're going to get into a super geshmaki Gemara, a Gemara that's going to lead to a lot of shas raid, as we're going to see. So again, we're talking about climbing a tree on Shabbos. Zok the Gemara, Tani Chada. We learned in a brayse. In Allah mutaleir. If somebody went on a tree, he's allowed to come down on Shabbos. Tani Chada also leir. You're stuck. Zok the Gemara. It sounds like a stira, right? Loikash. Maybe the difference is that you go up Erev Shabbos and you go up on Shabbos. If you went up on Shabbos, you're stuck. If you went up on Erev Shabbos, then you're allowed to come down even on Shabbos. What would be the difference? Meaning, if you're not allowed to come down, you shouldn't be allowed to come down whether you went up Erev Shabbos or you went up on Shabbos. So Pashup Shad is that if you went up on Shabbos, it's a knas. So we said, you know what? You went up on Shabbos, you're going to spend Shabbos there. Believe me, you're not going to do it next week. That's the idea. It's a very, very useful knas. But the point is, Erev Shabbos will let you come down. On Shabbos, you can't. Maybe both brides are talking about we went up on Shabbos. Like, Kasha, Kamisha, you can't amaze it. The price that says you're stuck, you went up in Mezid. Oh, there we make a knas. If you went up a shoygig, so why would you cancel if you went up a shoygig? If you say mahabahab the shoygig, v'achab a cancel shoygig, mezikamifliki could be the stira between the two brises. The two opinions are the shas shaylo. Were Chazal goyis? Did they make knasos on shoygigs or did they not? There's always a man damer to Ramei Shita that they were cancel shoygig out the Mezid. Other tanam held like cancel shoygig out the Mezid. So maybe both brises are talking about whereas b'shoygig. Still, there's one brise that says that if you go up, you're stuck there. Why? Because we were kind of shaygig atu mezid, meaning mar sovar kansinon umar sovar loy kansin. Amar Rav Huna Breder Rav Yeshua Kitanoi. L'chura, it would seem that this machloikis between the two brises, if somebody climbed a tree, could he come down or can he not come down? Tani chada in mala mutaleirit. V'tani chada asaleirit. Kubi, this is really totally in a machloikis tanam, and this next Gemara is a classic. Hani tana b'matana achas, shenis arvu, b'ni tana b'matana achas. A kohen was doing the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, and he had the dam of a carbon that he had to do zrika with on the Mizbeach. In fact, he had the dam of two karbonos that he had to do zrika with on the Mizbeach. Both karbonos had the same din zrika. They were both nitonin b'matana achas. They both had a din that you have to take the blood and one time sprinkle it on the Mizbeach. Rashi says, what's an example of a carbon that's nitana b'matana achas? Bechar. Bechar, Meiser, Pesach. But Bechar is an example of a carbon that's nitana b'matana achas. So this coin had to do Zrika with the dam of two different Bechairos. Two different carbonos that are Bechar. And they got mixed up. So what's the halach? You know, the matana achas. Not a big deal. Just take the whole Taruvos and do Zrika, do two Zrikas, one for this carbon, one for that carbon. And what's the problem? At the end of the day, both carbonoids, both domin, have a din that they need one zrika, so it's fine. Matandal, but matandal. What if you have two carbonoids, both of which need four matanois? What's an example of that? A chatos, so the same halacha. You should just go and you nasnu be matan dalit. Matan arbe matan achas. Here's the question. This is where it gets interesting. What happens if you had two karbanos? You had a karban chatas that's a matan dalit, and you had a bechor that's a matan aleph. The karban chatas needs four zrikas on the mizbech. The bechor only needs one. And they got mixed up. That, what am I supposed to do now? Should I do four? The bechor only needs one. Should I do one, but the chatas needs four? So we have an issue, right? Rabbi Eliezer says, you're not matan dal. Rabbi Eliezer says, do four. Rabbi Yeshua said, you're not matan achas, do only one. Amalei Rabbi Eliezer told Rabbi Yeshua, harei oiv rabal tigra. Rabbi Yeshua, how can you do one? You're going to take a chatas and you're going to do one zrika with a chatas? If you do one zrika with a chatas, you're over bal tigra. You're not allowed to be memayit in a mitzvah. Tefillin has to have four parshas. You can't have three. You can't have two. You can't have one. So if a chatas needs four zrika, it's four hazois. So how could you go ahead and do one? Well, the Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua said, and it's better according to you. Harei over bal taisif. If you're going to go do four hazois, four zrikas with a bechar instead of one, you're going to be able to baltaisif. So according to me, it's about to be about taisif. Why is that better? I'm Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer told Rabbi Yeshua, baltaisif, no. The only time you have a lach about taisif is if you know for sure this is a bechar and you do four zrikas. But over here, it's a taruva. It's over here, you don't know what's going on. And that's why you're doing the extras. In this case, it shouldn't be considered about taisif. I'm Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua said, baltigra is the same thing. Like never baltigra, alik shuba atzmai. Baltigra is also. Baltigra and Baltoisev are the flip sides of the same coin. Can't be Moise, can't be Megareh. So if this is not a Baltoisev scenario, then it shouldn't be a Baltigra either. Oh, I'm Rabbi Yeshua. And then Rabbi Yeshua doubled down. He told Rabbi Eliezer, he said, Rabbi Eliezer, chvashtein it. You can either go and do four, which means you'll be over Baltoisev on the Bukhar. You could do one, which means you'll be over Baltigra on the Chattas. You're not sure which one you should do. Kishen Osato, if you go ahead and you do four, Avarta Baltoisev, you'll be over Baltoisev, Vasisa Maisa Biyadecha. And you're doing a Maisa. You're being over Baltoisev by doing three extra Zrikos. Ukishaloin Osato, but if you don't do the four, rather you do one, which means you'll be over Baltigra on the Chattas. So Avarta Baltigra, that's true, but Veloyosisa Maisa Biyadecha, but you didn't do a Maisa. So Bishul told Rabbi Eliezer, aren't you masking that if I can do an Avera by doing a Maisa, or do an Avera by not doing a Maisa, it's better not to do the Maisa? So why would you do Baltaisa, do Baltigra? First of all, it's the same thing. And besides, said Rabbi Yeshua, V'oidama Rabbi Yeshua, it makes more sense to be over Baltigra. Because Baltoisev involves a Maisa, Baltigra does not involve a Maisa. And Sheval Tais is always other. V'alav Shein by Maisa is less chomer than Alav Sheish by Maisa, etc., etc., etc. I mean, this is Talmud Bavli 101. If you don't do a Maisa, you're always better off than if you do a Maisa. So certainly you should be over Baltigra, not be over Baltoisev. Zoktigma. We don't have Rabbi Eliezer's response to Rabbi Yeshua. But the Gemara says one thing we could take away from this. It sounds like, according to Rabbi Eliezer preferred, when you're stuck, you're at a fork in the road, and I have to make a decision, and this decision is going to come with an invoice. I can be over Baltoisev, I can be over Baltigra. What did Rabbi Eliezer say? Go Baltoisev, do the Maisa. Do Baltoisev. What did Rabbi Yeshua say? No, don't do a Maisa. Do Baltigra. Zokting Gemara, here's the Tzushla. Rabbi Eliezer, Dama Hasam Kumasei Adiv. Couldn't Rabbi Eliezer that said, better do the Maisa. Better be over Baltoisev. Hachanami Yerit. So if a person's stuck on top of a tree on Shabbos, so he doesn't know what to do, and let's just play out the scenario, because it's the Gemara's making a Tzushla, so it has to be similar, right? So the scenario is like this. If the person comes down from the tree on Shabbos, he's being Mishtamash Be'ilon. That's a problem. If the person stays on the tree on Shabbos, he's also being Mishtamash Be'ilon. It's also a problem. You know what the difference is? If you walk down the tree, it's with a Maisa. If you stay on top of the tree, the Gemara says it's relatively Shneva Al Taisa. So the Gemara says, isn't this Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua? According to Rabbi Eliezer, who said, Kumasei Adiv, Hachanami Yered, it would make sense to come down. Rabbi Yeshua, Dama Hasa, Shneva Al Taisa Adiv, whereas according to Rabbi Yeshua, who said over there, Shneva Al Taisa Adiv, no, do Bal Tigre, don't do Bal Taisa, Hachanami Lo Yered. So here too, you should also say Shneva Al Taisa. I mean, this is Mimerchak Tovi Lachma. This is a wild Tzushta. But this is what the Gemara says. But the Gemara immediately deflects it. It says Gemara Duma Lo. It could be it's not a Tzushla. I'd kind of come Rabbi Eliezer Hasu Kumasei Hadiv. When did Rabbi Eliezer say Kumasei Hadiv? El the Ka'avin Mitzvah. Over there, you're doing a mitzvah. At the end of the day, what's the Kumasei? You're going to do four Zrikas. Four Zrikas is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah for the Chattas, not a mitzvah for the Bechar. So on the Bechar side, you're going to be over about Taisim. At the end of the day, the act that you're doing is a Maisa Mitzvah. So it's a Maisa Mitzvah, that's when he said Kumasei Adav. Aval Hachab Lo Yovin Mitzvah. But you're going to come, that walk down the tree, you're not doing a Mitzvah. Hachanami Lo Yeri. Maybe Rabbi Eliezer would say, Sheval Tais Adav. Maybe when you're doing a Mitzvah, Kumasei Adav. But when you're not doing a Mitzvah, maybe Sheval Tais Adav. Inami, and you can go in the reverse as well. I'd kind of come Rabbi Shua Hazam. When Rabbi Shua say the Halacha, Sheval Tais Adav, Ella, that's only the Loi Ka'avadi Sura. That's where you're not doing any Isser. What do you mean you're not doing an Isser? You're doing an Isser, you're doing Bal Tigra, but you're not doing an Isser B'Yadayim. It's 100% Sheval Taisa. If you do one Zrika, what's the Isser? The Isser is I didn't do the four Zrikas I was supposed to do for the Chattas. That's B'Sheval Taisa. Aval Hach over here, the Ka'avad Isura. But over here, where you're doing a more physical Isser, because by sitting on the tree, you're actually being Mishnamish B'Ilon. So it's not 100% Sheval Taisa. So Hachinami the Yerid, maybe over here would be better Yerid. Therefore, says the Gemara, even though at first glance it would seem superficially, maybe our Shaila of whether Yerid or Lo Yerid is telling the Machlekes Rebbe Eliezer Rebbe Yeshua, but after further review, the Gemara says, V'dom Elohi, it's certainly not Muchach. You can spin out of it this way, you could spin out of it that way. We're going to get back to this Gemara in the rain. Zokti Gemara Tani Chada, another brayse. Echad ilon lach, echad ilon yavish. You're not allowed to be mishtamish with a tree that's moist. You're not allowed to be mishtamish with a tree that's dry. But tani yiduchel into the brayse, but medvar, mabur, but lach, the only time it's asr is if the tree is moist. Avo b'yavish, but if it's a dried out tree, mutter, it's going to be mutter. Now, what's the svar that a dried out tree should be different? It's because once the tree is dried out, so there's no kaitzer midai raisa. Rashi says the only time you're over the malach of kaitzer midai raisa is if you cut a tree that is fresh. But once the tree is completely dried out, at that point you can't violate kaitzer midai raisa. The iser to be mishtamish with an ilon is a gzera. You may cut one of the branches off. If cutting the branches will entail an iser midai raisa, don't be mishtamish with an ilon. But if cutting the branch will not entail an iser midai raisa, then it's not so much of a problem. That's pshat in the brayso that says v'amedvar mamurim belach avu biyavish mutter. The problem is there's another brayso that says echad ilon lach ve'echad ilon yavish. So again, the theme of the Gemara is a bunch of steers and brayses, right? So echad ilon lach ve'echad ilon yavish. The other brayso says no punk fakir v'amedvar mamurim belach avu biyavish mutter. So a dried out tree, can you sit on it in Shabbos or can you not sit on it in Shabbos? We have a steer. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said like kasha. Kamish gizay machliv. Kamish ein gizay machliv. The two dried out trees of the two brises were not the same tree. One was a dried out tree that's going to be able to regenerate. The other one is a tree that's not going to be able to regenerate. If it can't regenerate, mutter. If it can regenerate, then we look at it as if it's lach, it's aser. If it can regenerate, then it's not yavish. So why would the brise call it yavish? That can't be eloi kasha, can be a moisa chamo, can be a moisa shaman. The brise that says yavish is mutter is talking about be moisa cham. We said that yavish really shouldn't be a problem. Why not? Because at the end of the day, what's the concern? I'm going to cut a branch off. I cut a branch off, I didn't violate an issa deraisa anyway. So it's a gzeira l'gzeira. As a result, it's not going to be a problem. However, there is an issue. You know what the issue might be? Marisayin. If somebody sees you being mishtamish with Elon, he's not going to chop 100% that it's dry. So the Gemara says like this. During the summer, you can tell the difference between a tree that's lach and a tree that's yavish. That's why there's no reason it should be aser. There's no reason for it to be'etzem be aser. Maris, ayin, there's no problem because it's during the week. So I mean, it's during the summer, and as a result, you can tell the difference between the two trees. So what should be the problem? Can be moisak shaman during the winter months where you can't tell the difference. So over there, there's a maris ayin issue, and that's why it's going to be a problem. Zokti Gemara, even be moisak chama, why is the mutter? Cannot you pay? Why aren't you worried that fruit's going to fall off? So the Gemara says, but like it's talking about there were no fruit. Vakonatri kinsi, why aren't you worried that branches are going to fall off? Because there were no branches either. Frank the Gemara, is that true? Ainiva Rav Iklola Apastio. Rav was once an Apastio. Va'asa bigaduda. And Rav said that you're not allowed to be mishtamish with an Elon, even if it doesn't have any branches. So you're telling me that if there's no branches, there's no problem. I, Rav, was once machmir. Sakti Gemara, Rav Bika Matzah, Vigadar Bagadar. It's true, Rav did that. But what Rav did was a tremendous chumrah. And the reason Rav made this chumrah is because Rav was in this city of Apastia, and he saw that the people over there, they weren't behaving, they didn't keep Torah mitzvahs, and he felt that if he would just give them this kula, they would run with it, and it would eventually mushroom into other kulois. And that's was something that he was concerned with. So what he did was, is he went and he made a chumrah, even though really, lahalacha, this chumrah wasn't supposed to be in effect, and that's why Rav was machmer. So if it sounds familiar, this line of Rav Bika Matzah, V'gada Bogeda, it's because we've spoken a lot about it in the Raid Bites. I mean, this is something that came out earlier on the Vava Med Aleph, where the Gemara said that Rav Issa, Rav once came to Damchariya, and there too he made a chumrah regarding mechitzas, real Erevin Gemaras. And the Gemara said that really was a chumrah yaseir. The only reason Rav did it was because he saw the people weren't behaving, so he felt that he had to be machmer. Where we spoke about it a lot was the Masechta Schul and Davkuf Yud, where Rav was ikla with Tatlafush, the Igeris of Rav Shri Ragayan, the machloikas that Rav and Shmuel had, the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Davkuf Chesam Aleph, we spoke about it there as well. In the beginning of Perek Shmoin and Shratzim, there's a lot of raid bites that relate to this Gemara, Oit Chazoyim L'mayit, but not for now. Zok the Gemara, Amar Rami Bar Abba, Amar Rav Asi. Also, Adam Shehalich Agabi Asavim B'Shabbos. A person is not allowed to walk on grass on Shabbos. Mishum Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Va'otz biraglayim chayte. If somebody walks fast with his feet, he's a chayte. What are we talking about? We're talking about somebody that walks on grass on Shabbos, because you're going to pull the grass out. So if you're going to pull the grass out, it's going to be a problem. Zok the Gemara. Again, a steer between two brises. Tani chadam, mutal leil chagabi asav in the Shabbos. One brise said, you're allowed to walk on grass on Shabbos. Tani yiduch, another brise said, oh sir, you're not allowed to walk on grass on Shabbos. So are you allowed to, or you're not allowed to? Like kasha, habba lachin, habba yavashim. Like we said earlier, if it's lach, then it's a problem. Because if you're going to be toilish, you're being toilish something lach. That's toilish deraisa. If it's dry, it's not toilish deraisa anyways. It's not going to be a problem. Maybe they're both talking about where it was moist. It can be moisa chamo, can be moisa chamo. It could be there's a difference between be moisa chamo and be moisa chamo. Be moisa chamo, the seeds are in the grass. And as a result, you may uproot it, so it's more chamim. It could be it's going to be okay. Maybe they're both talking about during the summer of Leikasha. If you're wearing shoes, Rashi says, shari, then it's going to be mutter. If you're not wearing shoes, so then the grass is going to get entangled in between your toes, and then it's actually more of a concern, then it's going to be a problem. Maybe they're both talking about when he was wearing shoes, Leikasha. The shoes that you're wearing, do they have spikes? Or do they not? If they do, it's going to rip the grass out. If not, it's not going to be a problem. Maybe they're both talking about no spikes. What kind of grass are we dealing with? Are we dealing with long grass? Usser. Then you're going to chop it. It's going to rip out. You're going to come to toilish. Short grass is not a problem. So what's the halacha with all this? So a person, before he walks on grass, he has to make sure he has shoes and there's no spikes and there's heels. Right, so Dr. Gemara, for Idna, nowadays is not a problem. You know why? The Kaimel and Reb Shimon. Because we paskin like Reb Shimon in Hilchas Shabbos. Reb Shimon who holds Dava She'enai Mischavin is Mutter. So if Dava She'enai Mischavin is Mutter, Kulu Shari, it's all going to be Mutter. What's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that it's not a Psegresha. Point is not a psikresha. So at the end of the day, it's a davar sheinim eschavin. Davar sheinim eschavin is going to be mutter. One more gemara. Amarami bar chomer rav asi also l'adam sheyokov ishtel dvar mitzvah. A person is not allowed to force his wife for a dvar mitzvah, referring to tashmish shenemar, because the pasuk says va'atz biraglayim chaytein. Raglayim over here is a euphemism for tashmish. And if someone rushes someone to tashmish, that's a chet. If somebody forces his wife to tashmish, having loy bonim she'ena mehugana, he's going to have children that are going to be improper. How do you know that? You learn from the beginning of the pasuk. Gam beloy das nefesh loy toiv va'atz b'raglayim chayte. So nefesh loy toiv sounds like banim she'enem mehuganim. So you see that va'atz b'raglayim chayte can lead to nefesh loy toiv. Zokti Gemara, ve'em b'raglayim my tanya nami hachi gam beloy das nefesh loy toiv ze ha'koyfe ishlo l'dvar mitzvah va'atz b'raglayim chayte. What does that mean? Ze ha'boyel v'shoyna, a different shay. It means someone that's boil and then he's boil again. So if he's boil a second time, that's for atz b'raglayim chayte. So it sounds like it's a bad thing to do a bila after a bila. Eini va'amar rava said a roitzel lasses kolban of scharim. If somebody wants all his children to be scharim yivol v'yishne, he should be boiled, then he should be boiled again. It's a schooler for him to have sons. So the Gemara says like kasha kan lo das kan shaloi lo das. Yeah, if his wife is okay with it, then yes, then it's a haroitzel lasses kolban of scharim yivol v'yishne. It could be a good thing. If however it's shaloi lo das, so it's in that context that it's going to be an issue. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rav Yoichna, kol ishish devas. Any woman that's teveir her husband for a dvar mitzvah, having lom banim, is going to have sons. Sons are going to be so chashiv, more chashiv than anyone that lived in the generation of Moshe Rabbeinu. When Moshe Rabbeinu was looking for qualified judges for his court, so what were the prerequisites? Anoshim, chachamim, unavoinim, v'yeduim, l'shifteichem. Now, v'ksiv, it says, what did they find? V'ekach is rashi shifteichem, anoshim, chachamim, v'yeduim. V'ilu nevoinim l'yashkach. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't find nevoinim. See, he was looking for nevoinim, but he couldn't find nevoinim. So there were no nevoinim. Now, v'ilu gabi leia, ksiv, it says by leia, v'ateitze leia l'krasai. Leia went to Yaakov, and she was teveya Yaakov. V'atoyme elai tovoi. Why? This is the story with the Dudaim. But the point is that Leah paid Rachel for Yaakov to be with her. And the pasuk says that what came from that Zivug, Yisoscha was born. So what came from Yisoscha? Yoidei Bina. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't find Yoidei Bina. And Yisoscha had descendants that were Yoidei Bina. Must be, because Yisoscha came through the zivug of Leah and Yaakov, which came through Vateitze Leah Likrasoi, which came through Leah being Toiveya Yaakov Latashmish, hence Some have the gear, so Amr Rab Shmuel Barachmen, Amr Rab Yoinason. Kol Isha Shetevas, Bible Lidvar Mitzvah. Any woman that's Teveh, her husband Lidvar Mitzvah, Havin Labanim, she's going to have children. Shafilu Bidairish on Moshe Lehoya Kamaisan. Because Leah was Teveh, and she had Yisoschar, who the Pasuk describes as Yoide Bina, and Moshe Rabbeinu could not find any Yoide Bina, was stopping literally mid sentence. We're going to pick this up in Yetz Hashem in tomorrow's daf, but for now, exhale. And one ha'ara, as it relates to today's daf, and that is the Gemara brought a machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. A kohen was doing the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. He had dam of a chatos, he had dam of a bechar, and it was all nesarif. And now he doesn't know what to, doesn't which is the chatos, doesn't know which is the bechar, and he has a little bit of an issue because a chatos needs four hazois on the mizbeach. A bechar only needs one. Should he do four? He's going to do three more for the Bechar. Should he do one, he's going to do three less for the Chatas. To do three more than you're supposed to do, Bal Toysef. To do three less, that's Bal Tigra. So the Gemara brought a Braisa. It's a machloikis between Rebbe Eliezer and Rebbe Yeshua. Rebbe Eliezer said that you should do four Zrikas, even though you're going to inevitably do four Zrikas, even for a Bechar. And a Bechar really has the din that you're only supposed to do one. But what are you supposed to do at the end of the day? We have no choice. You have to do something. Rabbi Yeshua said, Adarabba, do what? So let's do Rabbi Yeshua. Why one? He said, why four? At the end of the day, what came out was, Rabbi Eliezer said, I prefer you do Bal Taisif. Rabbi Yeshua said, I prefer you do Bal Tigra. Rabbi Eliezer says, Kum Vasei Odif. Rabbi Yeshua says, Shev Bal Taisa Odif. And the Gemara told the truth to someone that was on a tree on Shabbos, and he has two choices. He could stay on the tree for the rest of Shabbos, he can come down the tree in the rest of Shabbos. Either way, he has an issue. He's being Mishnamish Be'ilam Amon of Shach. Either way, you're doing an issue. You do Bal Tigra or Bal Taisif. But it's Kum Vasei Odif, do four, do Bal Taisif, come down the tree, or it's Shev Bal Taisa Odif, do less, do Bal Tigra, stay on top of the tree. Taisfis, a very, very small Taisfis, on Daf Kuf Amid Aleph, asks a gewaldige kash. It's Dibra Maskul Matan Dalid Bin Matan Achas, but it's four lines from the end of Taisfis. The Im Toymar for Taisfis, I don't understand this whole discussion. I don't understand the machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. The Lesi Asay, what happened to Asay Doichalois Asay? Let's pick Shitas Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said you can only do one Zrika. You know why? Because if you do four, you'll be over Bal Taisif. Why are you being over Bal Taisif? When you do four, you're doing a mitzvah. You're doing four because Chatas, Bechar, you have a Chatas over here. A Chatas has a din that it needs four. So, Luchaira, why don't we say that the Asay of Zrika of the Chatas should be doicha, the loisa say about tigra. Why don't we say I say doicha loisa? This is Taisus Kasha. And Taisus says a teretz. This is very much tucked away because you don't expect this teretz to be an Erev and daf kuf amid aleph. But this is a yesoid that has ramifications in raid throughout Shas. Ok Taisus v'yei shloimer. The loidomi klal l'kalayim betzitzis is not comparable to kalayim betzitzis. You know why? The hoch over here, al yedei pshia huba. The whole situation came to this person al yidei pshia. And theoretically, he could have done this mitzvah without being doichad alav. See, even though right now it's true at the same time that you're being doichad alav, you're also doing a mitzvah. But being that had you not been pshia, you would not have had it been doichad alav, even though there is a rule called asei doichad alav asei, over here we're not going to say asei doichad alav asei. In other words, Taisus is saying, yisoid, that the only time you say asei doichad alav asei is if you weren't a poisheya, you didn't do something negligent that put you in the situation where now you're stuck, you have no choice but to rely on an asay doichalay sasay. But if you're the reason, it's your pshia, it's your negligence that caused you to be in a matzav, that right now you have to rely on asay doichalay sasay, I'm sorry, it's not for you. It's not going to work. You can't rely on asay doichalay sasay. How does Taisus know that? So Taisus says, "Doloidami klal lekalayim betzitzis." Because how do we know asay doichalay sasay? What's the makar? Kalayim and tzitzis. You have a beged. On the one hand, it's shatnez. On the other hand, it's tzitzis. Are you lighted with a beged? You're not lighted with a beged. Asay doichalay sasay. The mitzvah of tzitzis is doicha. Doloy sasay of kalayim. Over there, you weren't pesheya. You were pesheya. Yeah, no one said you were pesheya. So in a case when you're not pesheya, that's when you have the halacha of asay doichalay sasay. But the moment you're pesheya, no asay doichalay sasay. This whole issue started because there was a taruvois. If the kohen would have been more careful, kohanim's reason here. If the kohen would have been more careful, this would have never happened. So the kohanim were negligent, and being that they were negligent, they lose the schus. They lose the right to use asei doichalois asei. Why make it tasty? Say such a svara because at the end of the day, loy dummy klal klein betzitzis. In order to say asei doichalois asei, it has to be comparable to klein betzitzis, and this is not comparable to klein betzitzis. Why is it not? Because it happened by day pshia. It's because of a pshia that you find yourself in this situation, and being that you only find yourself in this situation because of a pshia, so it's for that reason you're not going to be able to rely on it. Rav Moshe ben Chaviv was the author of many, many well-known svarim. He's the author of the Kapis Tamara, Amasach de Sukkah. He was the author of the Sefer Get Pashit, that's quoted by all the Gedolei Achronim, that was written on Hilchas Geirishin. He's also the author of a Sefer called Tosfos Yom HaKippurim, that was written on Masech de Siyuma. Rav Moshe ben Chaviv lived in the 17th century. Hagoy Rav Kiva Eger wrote Hagoyes on his svarim. But either way, Rav Moshe ben Chaviv, in his Sefer Tosfos Yom HaKippurim, brings this Tosfos to answer a Veltz Kasha. But before the Teretz, we need a little bit of an introduction. Very, very short. The Gemara says in Masechtas Yuma, we're going to pivot now. Dav Pei Vav Amid Beis. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Tedvar Agada. The theme of the last few dafa. G'dayla tshuva shedoychas loysa asei shebetayr. Tshuva is such a chashiv and mitzvah that it's doycha loysa asei shebetayr. Shenemar. How do you know that it's doycha loysa asei shebetayr? Because the Pasuk said, Yirmiyahu said, Leymar, Hein yishalach ishes ishtoy, vaholcha mi'ita vahoysel ish achar, hayoshu vayleha oid. If a person divorces his wife and she goes ahead and she marries somebody else, Hayoshev aleha oid, can you go and can you remarry that person? Of course you're not allowed to. Why not? There's an issa called Nachzer Rushasai. Continued Yirmiyo, and he said, oid, haloichonoiv techna fa'oretz ahi v'atzonis reyim rabin, but v'shoivei lainu om Hashem. But the Eivisha tells Klai Yisrael, you did so many averis. You left me. I divorced you. You married somebody else. But at the same time, v'shoivei lainu om Hashem. Hashem says, I'm going to take you back. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan said that it's a pella. Because after the Yidden sinned, the Eved should destroy the Beis HaMikdash. He sent the Yidden into Galus. And Chazal used the euphemism of gerushin, of divorce, to describe the relationship, the status between Klal Yisrael and Kudsha Baruch Hu. What was once ani l'doidi v'doidi li is now hoysa ke'almano, like a grusha. That was the state. Yet, when Klai Yisrael does tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'shoi ve'lai no Mashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the Yidden back. How's Hashem allowed to take the Yidden back? The Chayit is an Isser. Machzik Rushasa. It's a pasuk in the Torah. Parshas Ki Seitzu. Lo Yuchel. Bai Lo Harishon. You're not allowed to take back a Machzik Rushasa. So said Rabbi Yochanan, from the fact that when the Yidden do tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts the tshuva, what does that say? G'doy le tshuva, shedoychas leysa asei shebetayra. Must be tshuva, such a gewaldige mitzvah, that it's doycha leysa asei shebetayra. Because if tshuva wasn't doicha loisa say shebetayra, how could the Eibush take Klai Yisrael back? At the end of the day, the Eibush is being over a loisa say. He's being over the loisa say of machzik u'shasay. So zok the Tosfos Yom HaKippurim that he saw in the Sefer Kesef Nifchar, which was a kadmon, obviously. He asked the gevaldig akasha. He said, "G'doy l'tshuva shedoicha loisa say shebetayra." Every mitzvah sase is doicha loisa say shebetayra. Asay is doicha loisa say. Rabbi Yochanan came in and he said, "Chevra, you want to see the koyach of tshuva? G'doy l'tshuva shedoicha loisa say shebetayra." My kamashmalon, kalayim betitzis. I say is always doicha loisa say. What's the chiddush that gedoy l'tshuva is doicha loisa say shebetayr? So he brings that he saw in the kesef nifchar a teretz nifla. He said that pshat asay. Because whenever you have asay doicha loisa say, what's the pshat? The pshat is a person did an avera, or he has an avera in front of him, which is also a mitzvah. You have a beged. If I wear the beged, I'm over shatness, but at the same time, I'm giving you kind of mitzvah of tzitzis. So, should I not wear the beged because of the lois asei, or should I wear the beged because of the asei? Either way, I have a problem. Asei doicha lois asei, you're supposed to wear the beged. But the person that's going to be over the lois asei is also the person that's going to be mekayim dasei. Reuven's going to wear a beged shel shatness, but he's also going to be mekayim the mitzvah. But in the case of tshuva, who's been going over the lois haseh? The Eibush, the Kaviyachol, has been going over the lois haseh. When the Eibush takes Klai Yisrael back, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's over the lois haseh of La Yuchel Bay Lo Harishon. Who did the haseh? Klai Yisrael did the haseh. V'shafta Ad Hashem Alekecha, that was Klai Yisrael. You don't find anywhere that Reuven could do an haseh, and that's going to be Doicha Shimon's lois haseh. That's not something you find anywhere. G'doy l'tshuva said Rabbi Yochanan. Shedoycha loisa se shebetayra. Even though ordinarily you don't have such a halacha that one person could do an avera and someone else could do a mitzvah, and you would say I say doycha loisa se. But tshuva is different. Tshuva is so gedoyl, it's so chashuv, that it's doichal oisaseh shebetoyrah, even when it doesn't conform with the gedorim of aseh doichal oisaseh. Even when it's kaviyochal that's being over the oisaseh, and it's Knesset Yisrael that's being mekayim daseh. Says the Tosfos Yom Kippurim, a gevaldige teretz. He said, but he has a kash on it. You know what his kasha is? A lomdish kasha from a sugya mesechtes yevamis daf chaf amid aleph. The Gemara says in yevamis daf chaf amid aleph that if a chayve lavin falls liyibum, so you have two brothers, one of them died, no children, and now the yevama falls liyibum. What would be if the yevama was also a chayve lavin? Amon alakayin gadol grusha v'chalutz alakayin hediyot. So she was also a chayve lavin. So what's the halacha? Chayletzes v'leimis yevamis. You can't do Yibum. Instead of doing Yibum, what you do is Chalitza. Afraid to Gemara, why can't you do Yibum? Why shouldn't you be able to do Yibum? Because it's a Chayvi Lavin, Yibum's an Aseh. Says the Gemara, Yavi Aseh the Yibum, and it should be Doicha the Lois Aseh. So it's a festive Gemara in Yevamis. Tafchav is one of the most slumdish Adaf in the Masechtas Yevamis. And the Gemara comes out at the very end, Chafam Ibeis. You're right. Really, you should say Aseh Doicha Lois Aseh. But the mitzvah of Yevama Yavai Yaleh is only the first Bia. The second Bia, you don't have the mitzvah anymore. And being that it's only the first Bia that's the mitzvah, the second Bia, there's no mitzvah anymore. So Anichanami, we're willing to allow you with the Bia Rishayna, but the Bia Shnia we're not willing to allow. So Gzeira Bia Rishayna Ato Bia Shnia said, Rava, in Yevama Stav Chav Amadeis, that's why there's no Aseh Doicha Lois Aseh. Freak the Taisi Yemi Kippurim. He says, I don't understand. He says, I don't understand the Gemara's Kasha. You want to say of Yibam should be doichad al chayve lavin? We know that all isurei bia are shava for the man and for the woman. Any isur bia that a man has, the woman is going to be complicit in. Hishva kasav ishvi isha l'chol oinshin shebetayra. The only time a man and a woman is different is when it comes to mitzvahs aseh, and not all mitzvahs aseh, only mitzvahs aseh shas mangarom, and even then, if it's not afein hoi b'yisanas, you have to read the fine print, right? But the point is that the halacha is that all ways aseh's men and women are equal to, which means that if you have a yibum and a chayvi lavin, just like the man has an isa chayvi lavin, just like a kohen's Hedyot is not allowed to marry a grusha is not allowed to marry a kohen hedyot. It goes both ways. What about on the aseh? Who has the mitzvah aseh of yibum? Zok the Taisi Yom Kippurim, Rav Moshe ben Chaviv. It's pashut. Who has it? The man has it. Yevama Yavo Aleh. The mitzvah's on the man. The woman doesn't have the mitzvah. And yet the Gemara said, aseh should be doicha lois aseh. And the Gemara was so disturbed by this kasha that the only teretz the Gemara was able to find was El Amar Rav at the end of a festa daf chaf in Yevamis. Gzeir bi rishayna ought to be a shnir. But without that, you would say aseh doicha lois aseh. Why would you say aseh doicha lois aseh? Bishloima, freik Rav Moshe ben Chaviv, freik the Taisi Yom Kippurim, the man, aseh doicha lois. His assay of Yibum is doicha her lois assay. His lois assay. But what about her? She doesn't have an assay, and still you see it works. The teretz is v'alse tutzach an assay. And as long as there's an assay happening right now, it doesn't matter if Ruvain's doing it or Shimon is doing it. At the end of the day, there is an assay being happening. And if an assay is happening, that should be enough. So he said, if that's the case, a beautiful teretz kesef nifchor. But it's upgefrekt. From where? From Yevam istavcha, from the case of Yibum. Rabbi Kivega, we mentioned earlier, wrote Haggais on the Tosfos Yom Kippurim. And in his Agah, he says, take a look in the Pnei Yeshua Mesechtes Ksubas, where the Pnei Yeshua Mesechtes Ksubas says that even though the Pasuk says Yevama Yavo Yaleh, it's not so pashit that only the man has, and only the Yavam has a mitzvah Yibam. Kubi Yavama also has a mitzvah Yibam. Mechaz Chenuch brings a lot of this raid in mitzvah Aleph and the mitzvah Puravu, Ayin Sham, tremendous raid, the income of Koimelahar. But either way, this is the teretz that the Tosfos Yom Kippurim brought from the Kes of Nifchar, but he didn't like the teretz. Why? Because he said Yibam Toichiach. Every Yibam the Gemara wanted by Chai Bilavim that he should say, Aseh Doicholais, Aseh. The whole teretz was Gzeir Bi Rishon, not to be a Shneer, even though she doesn't have that Aseh Doicholais, Aseh, only he does. So you see that one person's Aseh could be Doicha, even somebody else's Lois Aseh. It said the Taisi Yom Kippurim, but as it relates to this Veltz Kasha, he thinks there's another terrace to this Kasha. And that is, Taisi says an Erevin, Davkuf Amid Aleph. So this is going from Yuma Pevam Amid Beis to Erevin Davkuf Amid Aleph. Taisi said, Yesoi talked away. That the only time you say, Aseh Deicha Lois Aseh, is if the person that's in this Aseh versus Lois Aseh situation wasn't Pesheya. But if the person is in this situation because he was a peshe, he was a kohen doing davoid in the Beis Hamikdash, and it was matan dalid that was nesarif with matan aleph. Over there, dasei of zrika is not going to be doicha the lois asei about toisef. Why? Because it was all ba machnas pshiyusah. So if you have a situation where you could say asei doicha lois asei, but you a pesheya, and that's why you need to be doicha the lois asei, we don't say asei doicha lois asei. G'day v'tshuva shadoicha lois asei shabatayra. What's the loisa say? The Eibush has to take us back, even though he divorced us, and even though we were the this was all machmas our pshia. Had Klal Yisrael not sinned, then we're not having this conversation. So it was ba machmas pshia. Being that it was ba machmas pshia, so I would have thought that you shouldn't say I say doicha loisa. Kamashmo and gedoy lechuvah shadoicha loisa say shabatayr. Again, even though it doesn't conform, it doesn't comply with the laws of I say doicha loisa say. But at the end of the day, gedoy lechuvah shadoicha loisa say shabatayr. So two terutzim. The first is the tarets of the kass of nivchar. What's the chiddush? Even though Klai Yisrael is the one that's doing the mitzvah, the Eibush is doing the leisa say. The second tarets is Tosfos Kedushin Daf Kuf Amud Aleph. Our Tosfos just one example of how we can shtel tzu this Tosfos. The Tosfos Yemek Yibur from Akadmai, and that is that being that it was Bal Machmas Pshia. So based on the usual rules and regulations of Asay Daich Leisa, really you shouldn't have a tchia. Kamash Malon, you're going to have a tchia. But there's one other tarets that I think is worth mentioning. And that is from the Hilig Chassam Sofer. And the Chassam Sofer says this many times in the Sfarim, in his drashas, in the Chassam Sofer La Torah. This is one of the Yesoides that the Chassam Sofer repeated very often. And that is, we know the Gemara says in Masechtas Yuma that there's two levels of tshuva. A person can do tshuva miyira, and a person can do tshuva me'ahava. Reish Lakish, who is maybe the most famous Baal tshuva of all time, said, G'doy l'tshuva should z'doynes nasa loy kizchuyos. Tshuva is so gewaldig that z'doynes is nasa loy z'chuyos. Right to Gemara, z'doynes is nasa loy z'chuyos. I thought that when a person does tshuva, it's not nasa loy shkogis, it's nasa loy z'chuyos. Again, one member said, G'doy l'tshuva should z'doynes nasa loy shkogis. The other member said, G'doy l'tshuva should z'doynes nasa loy z'chuyos. Which one is it? When a person does tshuva, his averus becomes shkogis, or his averus becomes z'chuyos? So the Gemara says like Kasha. Kan me'ahava, kan me'yira. If a person does tshuva me'yira, tzitzis. If a person does tshuva me'yira, z'doynes nasa shkogis. If a person does tshuva me'ahava, tefillin, then it's z'doynes nasa z'chuyos. So there's two madrigas of tshuva. There's tshuva me'ahava and there's tshuva me'yira. If a person does tshuva me'yira, z'doynes nasa shkogis. If a person does tshuva me'ahava, it's z'doynes nasa z'chuyos. Incidentally, the Chassam Sofer, when he talks about this idea of tshuva me'ahava, it's incredible how real it was to the Chassam Sofer. I'll just read you two lines. One line he says is, he talks about someone that ate nevela, and now he's doing tshuva. He's about tshuva. What was his avera? He ate nevela. He says, if he does tshuva me'ahava, kol zayis nevela sha'achal. Every zayis of nevela this person ate, havale ki'ilu achal karban pesach b'Yerushalayim. It's going to be as if he ate the karban pesach in Yerushalayim. This is Chassam Sofer in the drush. It's drush yud aleph, Shabbos tshuva. Another lashon with the Chassam Sofer. With the Chassam Sofer was talking about tshuva me'ahava. Had shav b'tshuva shleima nishapchu l'schuyos. Al kem b'yoyim adin, yavoyu v'yoidu. Imagine, this person comes up to Shemayim, and they're going to say, on that day, you're going to get gewaldige schar. What did I do? Starts rolling his eyes. Wait, you sure? Yeah, you went to Beis HaKnesses, you went to Beis HaMedrash. Now, you know where he really was at the Chassam Sofer? That's where he really went. But it all was Nesapach L'schus. So all those times that he went to Batei Tartiyos, he's going to end up getting schar as if he went to a Beis HaKnesses and a Beis HaMedrash. L'shoyne yazov shol l'chsam soifer. So said l'chsam soifer, so it comes out, there's two ways you can do tshuva. You can do tshuva me'yira, with doinus nas and shkakis. Or you can do tshuva me'ahava, with doinus is nas and zochis. Zok l'chsam soifer, half of a fella. He says if a person would do tshuva me'ahava, and then the Eibushter would take him back, the Eibushter wouldn't be over lo yuchabai lo rishon. Why not? Because l'mafreya, the whole thing was a mistake. Because now, z'doynes nasa z'chuyos, so it comes out, the whole gerishim was a gerishim b'toys. So even though he was holchav ahoysel l'shachar, he really wasn't holchav ahoysel l'shachar. Because when he was holchav ahoysel l'shachar, this wasn't another marriage, this wasn't an extramarital. No, if I cared, this was all mitzvahs. So if it was all mitzvahs, so it comes out, this is not machzik rishasoy. If it's not machzik rishasoy, so the Chassam Sofer comes out, when is it machzik rishasoy, if it's tshuva me'yira? Zdoinus nasa shkogis. But if it would be tshuva me'ahava, then it would be zdoinus nasa zochias. It wouldn't be a situation of, it wouldn't be a problem of machzik rishasai. Zok t'chsam soifer, we know that the only time I say is doicha lois I say, is if it's e'ef shalakayim shneim. But if it's ef shalakayim shneim, there's no halacha of I say doicha lois I say. Being that any time a person does tshuva me'yira, he could have done tshuva me'ahava. And had he done tshuva me'ahava, what would have happened? There wouldn't have been a problem with machzik rishasoy. So he says, based on the rules and regulations of asei doicha loisa asei, It's Efshel Lekayim Shneyem. Do Tshuva Me'ahava. And if you do Tshuva Me'ahava, you were never married to somebody else. If you do Tshuva Me'ahava, there was no real gerish, and the whole thing was a mistake. So there's no Issa Machzik Grushasli. If there's no Issa Machzik Grushasli, what's the problem? Oh, G'dayla Tshuva Shadoichal Oysaseh Shebetayra. That even though it's Efshel Lekayim Shneyem, and based on the rules of Aseh Doichal Oysaseh, it really shouldn't work. Afal Pikin Tshuva so gewaldig. It's so gewaldig Tshuva that Aseh is going to be Doichal Oysaseh. So we have three Mahalchim in Rabbi Yochanan Tzchidish, Rabbi Yochanan, Yuma, Pevavam, and Beis. He said, G'day L'tshuva Shadoich Aloysah Shabbatai. G'day L'tshuva, every essay is Doich Aloysah Say. What's the Chiddish that G'day L'tshuva Shadoich Aloysah Say Shabbatai? The first terrace is the terrace of the Kesef Nifchar. And who said, no, the Chiddish is because who's doing the Avera? Kavi Yochel. Who's doing the mitzvah? Klai Yisrael. One person does the mitzvah, one person does the Avera. You don't say, I say Doich Aloysah Say. Kamash Malan, that over here, you do say, I say Doich Aloysah Say. The second terrace is the terrace of the Toysus Yom HaKippurim, based on Toysus and today's Daf. Erevin Daf Kuf Amaral. That when the Asay Daichalois Asay situation is coming, Machlan's Pshia, then you don't say Asay Daichalois Asay. Come out one that even though the whole Machzik Rishasi is because of the Pshia, because of the various of Klai Yisrael, still you're going to say Asay Daichalois Asay. The third Chiddush is the Chiddush of the Chsam Sofer, the third Pshat, and that is, being that it was Efshel Lekayim Shneyim, because if the Yidden would do Tshuva Me'ahava, you wouldn't have this problem. It's only when you do Tshuva Me'ira. So I would have thought it's Efshel Lekayim Shneyim. Come out one that even though it's Efshel Lekayim Shneyim, still we're going to say Asay Daichalois. But what's the bottom line? The bottom line we see over here is that G'day L'Tshuva Shadoich HaLoisah Seh Shabbatayra. That Tshuva has a koyach that it can be Doich HaLoisah Seh even when really Aseh is not Doich HaLoisah Seh. The question is why not? The question is why? What's the pshat? Why? Why is it that Kalayim is not Doich HaTzitzis in the event that it's Efshel Lekayim Shneyim? In the event that it was Bat Machmas Pshiyah? In the event that one person's wearing the beggar and the other person's doing the mitzvah? Why is Tshuva different? Why is Tshuva different? So the Chsam Sofer, in a few places, says the reason is very pasha. He says, because we know that when it comes to saving a yid, when it comes to saving a yid with mechal, we do everything we have to do. V'chai behem v'loishin yamus behem, and there's no loisase in the world that gets in the way of saving another yid. That's the idea of v'chai behem. So the Chasam Sofer said, if it's true to save the guf of a person, if it's true to save a person's existence while he's in the proizder, if it's true to save a person's chayisha, kal v'chaymer ben benoishal kal v'chaymer, it has to be true when it comes to the nefesh of a yid, comes to the nesham of a yid. He says, if a yid would be told by the Eibush, I'm sorry, I can't take you back, because it's machzik u'shosai. I'm sorry, you got married to somebody else. Machzik u'shosai, I apologize. It'd be very nice, but the Torah doesn't allow me to. There's nothing I could do. Vasval gevar meden neshama. This neshama, rachmano litzlan. But we know v'chai behem v'loishu yamus behem. And Torah never gets in the way of saving a yid. And if Torah won't get in the way of picking up the phone and calling atzala and being mechal Shabbos to save the guf of a yid, said the Chasam Sofer, it's poshut the Torah can't get in the way of saving the neshama of a yid. So when it comes to tshuva, bringing a person back, G'dayva tshuva shadoicha loisaseh shabatayra. Tshuva's pirates, all the gedarim. It's magasa kisei akavet. Tshuva has unbelievable koichos. Not only does it have the ability to break through it, but even loisaseh shabatayra. Even the Torah, which stands in front of everything. But when it comes to tshuva, when it comes to saving the yid, kal v'chaymer says the Chasam Sofer, the neshama of a yid, there's no loisaseh that can get in the way. And that's the oimek of G'day L'tshuva Shadoich HaLoisaseh Shabbatayra, even where Lefim Shura said, then you shouldn't say Aseh Doich HaLoisaseh. But over here, it's a Bechina of V'chai Behem, V'loi Sheyamus Behem, V'chai Behem L'yom Shekulei Chayim, V'loi Sheyamus Behem in Olam Haba. And it's for that reason, we do anything that we have to do to save the neshama of the Yid.